your old pal Mike White coming to you from Shanghai. I put out a special episode, gosh, what was that, like 2 months ago, maybe a little bit more, and saying that who knows what's going to happen to the show when I go over to Shanghai, because who knows if I'm going to be able to get through the Great Firewall of China. And hey, lo and behold, I can. That said, I'm coming to you with another little special episode just to kind of keep you guys up on things. I'm not going to give you like a travel diary or anything. I'm doing that over at the Impossible Funky blog. So impossiblefunky.blogspot.com. If you want to go over there and find out more about my misadventures here in Shanghai, feel free. But in the meantime, I wanted to let you know a couple things real quick. One is some very exciting news. I didn't really talk about this on the show at all, nor did I really post about it at all, because there was still a little doubt in my mind whether it was going to actually happen or not. And that was that recently, Patrick Bromley of F This Movie and El Goro of Talk Without Rhythm and I regrouped and recorded a brand new audio commentary for the new Arrow Blu-ray of The Thing. So that is out now. I think you can get it through amazon.co.uk. I don't know if you can get it through maybe Diabolik DVD or whatever, but it is out there. It is available, and I hope that folks enjoy what we had to say. We had a great time doing the episode. We also had a great time doing the commentary. So if you're familiar with one, it might be kind of similar to the other, but I think we did a pretty good decent job. I think it was only my second time doing audio commentary. So, and the first time was doing that kind of faux audio commentary for Rob's movie Tainted. So, where we got drunk and recorded a commentary while we were syncing it to YouTube. So, that's an old episode. Feel free to check out. Speaking of old episodes, you know, we've got 300 and some out there, maybe more like 400 and some with all the specials and everything. So maybe you haven't heard every single episode. I'm just putting that out there because as I'm over here in Shanghai, things are really busy over here. I'm working my regular 9 to 5. Well, really, it's more like 8:30 to 5, 8:30 to 6, really. It's kind of crazy, but working those hours, plus I'm working my Detroit job a little bit, or Southfield, Michigan job, which is 9 o'clock at night, soon to be 10 o'clock at night because of the time change. When America falls back, China does not. So suddenly it's a 13-hour time difference between me and Detroit. But anyway, I'm still working that a little bit as well. So there's a lot of work going on and not a whole lot of time for podcasting, not a whole lot of time for juggling craziness as far as time zones, schedules, all this kind of stuff. So that said, I'm going to actually take a little bit of a break from the podcast for a little bit. I know, right? Be still your heart. I know.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
I think you'll be okay. I am recording a couple things this Saturday, and that includes the Who Killed Teddy Bear episode, which is the first of the Noirvember series. The rest of Noirvember, most of December, they're all going to move out to next year. I rejiggered everything, and you can actually go over to the Facebook group and see everything as far as the order. It'll still all happen. It's just going to happen a little bit later because I don't really want to give you guys a half-assed show, and I feel that that's what it would be because I just don't have time to do all the research, do all the interviews, do all that kind of fun stuff that I normally do. So rather than giving you a half-baked show now, I will save stuff and give you hopefully a fully baked show later on. A full-assed as opposed to a half-assed show. That said, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. You're still going to get a couple bonus episodes that I have in the can, a couple bonus interviews that I have in the can. And if you're a fan of the Kolchak tapes, which I do with Chris Dashew from CultureCast, those are still happening. We pre-recorded all of those. Anything that I had banked will still be going out. Discussions that I've had actually while I've been here in Shanghai that have just worked out timing-wise, especially during what they call Golden Week. That helped out as far as my schedule went a lot. All that kind of stuff, an episode on The Lure, an episode on Tom of Finland, the upcoming Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me, all those kind of things. That stuff is still going forward. We're going to take a break until the Better Tomorrow episode, because I figure there's nothing better than watching A Better Tomorrow, A Better Tomorrow 2, Bullet in the Head, Better Tomorrow 3, Better Tomorrow 2010, Return to A Better Tomorrow, Once a Thief I'm going to talk about, and even going back to, Story of a Discharged Prisoner, of course. So, a lot of movies to watch, and that's going to be in December. That's going to be the final episode of 2017, rolling right into 2018, where we're going to talk about Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. So, still doing the research, still working on that stuff. It's just not going as fast as I would like. So, hold tight, enjoy things, and take them as they come. The other news that I had to share with you is that recently we had a little bit of a hiccup in the actual feed itself from Blog Talk Radio. Nothing bad, nothing that they did. It is actually because of iTunes. iTunes recently changed their spec, so they are including all these new tags, all this new material inside of the feed, which makes the feed itself, the RSS feed, enormous. So that said, I used to plug, now this is getting nitty gritty, so forgive me for talking nerd talk. So if you want to tune out now, just go right ahead. You can turn us out. You'll miss the final song, but the feed, I normally pump it into an old system called FeedBurner, which then I use to pump into all of the different podcatchers out there. Well, FeedBurner is so old and the feed is so huge now that it was airing out. So now I have to manually switch all of these different services like Stitcher, like iTunes. Of course, that's kind of a major platform. And Google Play. Apparently people use Google Play. I don't know, but they can use it for podcasts. Anyway, so all those things needed to be switched over to this new feed, which was actually the same as the old feed, but just coming from a different place. Anyway, so if you're experiencing any sort of technical difficulties as far as your podcatcher goes, you might have to do a refresh, maybe drop us and re-add us, maybe use the free Projection Booth app if you want. I don't know. That might work. It might not. I might have to actually talk to my developer guy, and you know, it cost me like $50 just to have him open up an email. So great stuff. He's got a good business model there. Let's applaud that guy for that. So anyway, so that's all the news that is fit to print, and I hope that people will kind of forgive me for actually taking a break and enjoying this marvelous city. If you guys could see this, it is fantastic. I can't recommend Shanghai enough. Unless you really shy away from any sort of foreign food or other cultures, you know, there's it's a little tough. If you like hamburgers and French fries, this probably isn't the place for you. So just putting that out there. Actually, if I wanted to, I could live on hamburgers and French fries in my neighborhood, but let's not talk about that. I'm not a big fan of all the low fan around here. But anyway, that's everything that's going on. Thank you for giving me another 10 minutes or so of your life. And if you want, look me up on WeChat. I'm over there at Impossible Funky. And hopefully I'll be putting out the show on Weibo pretty soon. I'm really getting into this whole China thing. It's pretty amazing. Keep listening for me, and I will keep up on stuff via our Facebook group, facebook.com/theprojectionbooth. I still am posting over there. The Great Firewall can't stop me unless they finally shut down all the VPNs here in China. So wish me luck on that, and I will talk to you guys again, well, throughout the next few weeks, but you'll definitely hear from me again, not live, but closer to being live in December. Xiexheni, Zaijian.